Vice President Kwesi Mizaava has challenged Christians to play a key role in the socio-political and economic development of the country. He said the country's political dispensation provides avenues for them to speak against social vices and protect the rights of the people. Vice President Mizaava said this when he joined the Methodist Church Ghana at its 8th biennial and 46th conference at the Wesley Cathedral in Kumasi. He asked those who profess to be Christians to let their faith reflect in their ways of doing things to the benefit of society, said the report.
The conference is the highest decision-making body of the church. It is used to review the activities of the church and far-reaching measures taken to steer its affairs. Among major decisions to be taken during the conference is the election of a new presiding bishop to succeed Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante. Vice President Mizaava commended the presiding bishop of the Methodist Church for using the National Peace Council to calm tensions during the 2012 general election.
We need to be steadfast in our faith because Christianity cannot be episodic. True Christians must contribute to transforming the society in which we live. We should seek to be relevant to the issue of our day and by contributing towards solving the problems facing our nation. As Christians, we owe a duty to appeal to the sense of responsibility of the community to deal with the problems of corruption, the problems of impunity, and to take concrete steps towards real national reconciliation. In the present situation, active Christians can do this by strengthening democracy in the defense of human rights.
Most Reverend Professor Asante added his voice to calls for a review of the country's winner-takes-all political system. He said the system does not only exclude an array of people with ideas, but also create room for political tension.
A young democracy like ours cannot afford the luxury of politics of exclusion. Besides, Ghana has a resilient participatory tradition that calls for the politics of inclusion. The traditional political system is participatory in the sense that it is both informed and defined by the politics of inclusion and consensus as opposed to the politics of exclusion. Politics of exclusion is divisive and tends to alienate people from their own governance. There is a need, therefore, to consider critically what has come to be referred to in current political discourse as winner takes all, or as a politics of exclusion, to ensure all inclusiveness and diminish unbridled partisanship.
Most Reverend Asante suggested the use of the district assembly concept and decentralization to address what he called the politics of exclusion.
There is a need to strengthen our democratic institutions in the sense of providing for, recognizing and guaranteeing the role, power and authority of existing institutions. Parliament, Council of State, SRAC, the National Peace Council, District Assemblies and other bodies as a power sharing mechanism. There is also the need to ensure viable and effective decentralization. The strengthening of these democratic institutions and the creation of viable and effective decentralized authorities will go a long way to amend the winner-takes-all aberration of our democratic practice.
That was Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Asante, and then that report filed by Seth Eyia.